Time for our Lacaparral Valley School update with Superintendent Rick Ellingworth. And Rick's in the studio, and we have a guest in Dave Raddix. And hi, guys. Thanks for coming to the studio.
Thank you, Paul. It's great to be here, and it's a great feeling starting to get ready for another school year.
For sure. Well, why don't you introduce yourself, Rick, to our listeners that don't know you.
Okay. Well, I was actually hired a year ago and served this past year as an interim superintendent. Prior to that, I was a 44-year employee in the Redwood Falls School District. 28 of those years as a superintendent. I retired. I was asked to go up to Minnewaska for a year for their superintendent, who was a lieutenant colonel in the military, and he was being deployed for a year.
Oh.
So I filled in with for him, had a wonderful experience. And when that year came to a close, I got a call from the school board here wondering if I could fill in. I had an unbelievably good last year, at least from my standpoint.
Right. Yep.
And the board and I agreed that they would like me to stay on for another year. As you know, we had a lot of changes in this last year, a lot of restructuring. And we agreed it might be a good idea to make sure those things catch hold and stick. And so I'm here for another year. And
all right.
I'm very excited to be here. I appreciate all the support from the communities and the people I've met. I mean, people could not be kinder. And that means a lot. Appreciate the opportunity, Paul, to come out and visit with you guys and share with the community what's going on in the community. I wanted to talk a little bit about an invitation we have to all of the residents of the entire Lacaparral School District. We've got three open houses scheduled. The first will be August 22nd. That's next Monday. It'll be from 5:45 to 6:45 at the middle school, high school. And we're going to be, the high school principal, Scott Sawatsky, will be offering tours. And we want the community to come through and enjoy the facilities that they were so great to support for us. The facilities look outstanding. I'd say 99% of the work is done. So we're just wrapping things up, and then the construction people will be totally off-site. But we're very excited about the coming year with everything being in place and done. So there is an open house, as I said, from 5:45 to 6:45 on Monday, August 22nd. And on August 23rd, the Appleton Milan Elementary School will have an open house, and theirs will run from 4 to 7. There will be a hot dog dinner that's provided for anybody that shows up, and we're hoping everybody in the community does. And then they've got a plaque dedication at that site that will take place from 6:50 to 7:10. And that will be to really dedicate all the great work that's been done at the Appleton Milan site. And then on Wednesday, August 24th, there'll be an open house here in Madison at the MMN building. Again, that will be open house for everybody in the community from 4 to 7, so we hope people come out. We'll also be providing a hot dog dinner, beans, chips, and so on for anybody that shows up. And we also have a plaque dedication of that building that will be going on from 6:50 to 7:10. And that'll include either the school board chairperson or a board member making some comments, a representative from Site Logic, and the new building leader there, Tony Smith, will be doing the same. Again, all of the public's invited to that. And then today I brought along a special guest. Dave Raddix has been a longtime technology director in the school district. And we got some exciting things to share about some changes we're making in our communication systems out there.
Hey, Dave, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
We go way back, don't we?
We do.
I've worked with Dave many times with the radio and
sure.
The sound system when you do graduation and stuff. So,
great, great. Yeah, no, I'm really glad to be here and really excited to talk about our new communications platform that we're launching called Parent Square. Yeah. So this is going to be replacing like our automated emails, texts, and phone notification system. And it also even goes farther where it's going to be a unified platform that everyone in the district is going to be using, from the teachers, the staff, the superintendent. Everyone's going to be in the same place, putting all their communications and messages all in one spot. So in the past, we've had multiple people using like a Remind app or Class Dojo or Blooms.
Okay.
Each building was kind of, you know, separate. Right. So you know, we're just bringing everyone together, getting everyone in the same spot so we can do some unique things with Parent Square. So. Right.
Like a one-stop shop then.
Yep, okay. Exactly. So we can do our traditional one-way alerts, you know, that phone call, text message. We're also given the ability for, like, our teachers, they can their classroom activities on, like, a social media-type Facebook feed, if you will, in their classroom. They can post their happenings. They can post pictures, videos of what's going on in the classroom. We can do forms, like permission slips. There's no more losing the paper permission slip in the backpack. You know, we can do it digitally and send it right to the parents and they can approve it electronically. We can do groups for different activities like the musical. We can do football, so the football coach would be able to hit all his parents and students all in one spot. And getting signed up for Parent Square, you know, it's a little bit of a process. We got to make sure that your student contact information is up to date in JMC. So your Parent Square account is going to pull from our student information system, which is JMC. So if you don't have your contact information up to date, you want to make sure you contact the school's principal's office to get that information from the secretaries in those buildings.
So, Dave, if I'm a parent and I have kids in school, will I be able to go to this site to check, say, the menu for the day or to check my any school records, any reports on upcoming events or games or...
All right, so the Parent Square is going to be kind of an in-between between the classroom, the teacher, the superintendent, the principal. So we're going to continue having like the menu on our website. Our activities calendar will still be on our website. So what Parent Square will add a little bit of, let's say maybe there's some classroom activities, if the teacher wants to post their own calendar of maybe a special event that they have going on. So they'll be able to link up those informations to their own personal calendars if they want through the Parent Square app.
Well, we're really excited about this, and you hit the nail on the head a minute ago, Paul. We're bringing a lot of this stuff together. So there's one place to go for information. And that includes, I know people love it when I call them at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning throughout the winter when it's snowing. They can still count on hearing that cheery voice in the morning or hopefully right. The night before.
Yeah. So that's a neat new thing. It's completely new. And so people can go on now and get the app now.
Yep, so you can there is an app available. It's called Parent Square. It's in your Apple App Store or Android App Store. You can download that. You sign in with your student information, contact username email or cell phone number. You just download the app. You can use the web browser. You can sign right into a web browser and access it that way. Once you get signed into Parent Square, you can go into your account settings and set your preferences. Some people like to be alerted right away. Some people don't like that instant alert. You can set it to a digest and receive those messages at the end of the day, how you want to receive them. So there's multiple ways to get okay. the information.
Good. Exciting stuff.
It really is. And we had, all of our sports activities have started now.
Yep.
They started yesterday. So we got football and volleyball and cross country and tennis. All going on. There's a lot of kids out in the building or on site, and it's really kind of exciting to see everybody again. And after the last couple years, we hope that we're way beyond having to go through some of the stressful times we did before, and we'll get back to more of a routine
right.
and normal times.
Yep. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Anything else happening out at La Caparra?
We're just very thankful, Paul, for the support of the community
right.
with this bond issue a few years ago.
Yep.
We're happy to report we're winding all that up now, and we're very excited to say the buildings are our own again. And I know in Madison here, they've done a lot of work on the exterior of the building this summer.
Yep.
That'll continue, but they're winding down. So okay. we're really excited to get back to normal
all right.
In these next months.
looking forward to meeting out at the school again this fall and covering high school sports and other activities out at the school. It's a busy place, and I always look forward to homecoming with the food vendors. What's that called?
Taste of Lack.
Taste of Lack. Yeah, I love that. That's my favorite time in the fall. So, and we're going to do these Lock and Barrel updates throughout the school year then.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be able to plan to do them sometime on the fourth Tuesday of the month. We've got our board meeting on the fourth Monday.
Okay.
And so largely that would give us the chance to report on any board activity or any questions the public might have. Hopefully we'll be able to be transparent and very open about whatever's going on. So.
All right. Okay. Real good. Thanks for coming in, Rick.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Dave, for coming in.
Thank you.
That's Lock and Barrel Valley School Superintendent Rick Ellenworth and Dave Raddix. What's your title, Dave?
Director of Technology.
I like that title. Director right. of Technology. And that's been another Lock and Barrel Valley School update here on Q92.